Mexican citizens who hold border crossing cards may be able to travel further into Arizona. Congress approved expanding the zone into which these travelers can go. Currently, it's 75 miles north of the border, which basically means visitors can only go as far as Tucson. But late last year, that was expanded to include all of Arizona and New Mexico. Customs and Border Protection now has to report to Congress on what a pilot program to do this would look like. With me to talk more about this is Nathan Pryor, Policy and Government Relations Director for the Maricopa Association of Governments. And Nathan, I know this is an area that's been in the pipeline, an idea that's been in the pipeline for a while. How long have you been working on it?
We started working on this in 2013, born out of an idea coming out of the recession. MAG primarily works on transportation planning, and we are relying on the regional half-cent sales tax for transportation. With the recession, of course, we saw a contraction in that revenue source. So looking for opportunities to grow the revenue pie, and this was one of them.
So now that border crossers will be able to go pretty much anywhere they want in Arizona and New Mexico, what does that mean for cities that are farther away from the border than Tucson? What does it mean for places like Phoenix in the Valley or for even like Flagstaff?
Right. I think it's important to qualify this. The federal legislation that was passed in December, the appropriations bill, of which this was report language, it's a significant milestone. It's a positive development, but it really encourages U.S. Customs and Border Protection to initiate a pilot program. So it's not a done deal yet, if you will. It's still ongoing, but it's a significant milestone in this effort. When and if it is enacted, it will allow Mexican visitors holding a border crossing card to travel statewide, enjoy Grand Canyon, snowball, come to the valley, enjoy concerts and sporting events. So we really think this is a great economic opportunity for the state.
So what kinds of metrics would you be looking at in a pilot program? Like, what would you like to see or need to see to determine whether or not the program in its current form is working or if tweaks needed to be made?
Well, for the region and for the state, we're looking for economic uptick. We worked with the University of Arizona to develop a study showing $180 million positive economic impact to the state within the first year of enactment. The report languished from Congress to U.S. Customs and Border Protection. They're looking for more detailed reporting regarding any identifying applicable statutes, federal rules, or regulations that might need to be changed. So we'll leave it up to CBP and the congressional committees to work it on that.
Assuming that this does get up and running at some point, does MAG have estimates in terms of how much tax revenue this could bring in and how much that could impact the projects that revenue funds that you guys are working on?
Right, that's a great question. The University of Arizona study showing $180 million positive economic impact to the state. Obviously, that's a big number, big round number, if you will. We think that's a conservative number. As for actual specific tax information, we don't have that developed yet. But again, we see this as a net win for the state of Arizona and for the Phoenix region.
Is this also seen as a way to maybe help the tourism and the retail sectors rebound from the damage caused by the pandemic and the economic turmoil that has come out of it?
Certainly. We've been working on this initiative for a number of years now. And when the pandemic occurred, we saw this as an opportunity to kind of pivot our conversation towards economic recovery. Again, showing positive economic opportunities for the state. Really looking at this as a pandemic recovery opportunity. Once the normal border flow traffic resumes post-pandemic, we're hopeful that not just Mexican tourism, but tourism all across the state will increase. So this is just one more opportunity to do that.
How important has it been and how important will it continue to be that this issue be an economic one rather than an immigration one?
Yeah, that's a great question. Obviously, immigration is a very complex issue. This is not an immigration issue. These are visitors who have been screened and vetted. They hold a border crossing card. They're allowed to travel as far as Tucson and Yuma currently. Very little risk of overstay. So this is just one more opportunity for them to travel statewide and hopefully spend more money in our state and our region.
Do you get the sense that politicians see it that way also?
It takes a little bit of explaining in the front end. When we talk about visitors from Mexico, I think just emotionally, one goes to the immigration conversation just because of the nature of it. But with a little bit more information and conversation, we're able to show that this is an economic opportunity for the state and region.
You mentioned that you've been working with the state's congressional delegation over the years on this. Has it been fairly bipartisan support you've gotten for this?
Yeah, we have seen a great bipartisan support from members of the Arizona delegation. Like to thank Senator Sinema and then Senator McSally on the Senate side for working on this. On the House side, Congressman Stanton, Representative Schweikert, and Representative Kirkpatrick have been helpful in this effort as well. So I think that speaks to the economic opportunity in this, that we are able to garner bipartisan support to make this happen.
All right, that is Nathan Pryor, Director of Policy and Government Relations for the Maricopa Association of Governments. Nathan, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.